Credit to New Hampshire. They came back, had a great fourth quarter rally. Big difference was, with the turnovers we both created on both sides, they got touchdowns, we got field goals. So early in the game, we had two takeaways early by our defense, and we only got 6 points that we generated. They scored obviously two touchdowns off that. So that was critical for us not winning that game. Obviously, there's a lot of other plays. We lost momentum late. Made critical errors late in the game, especially on defense too, and we had two fumbles late in the game that got the ball back to them, and it just snowballed from there. And they did a great job of rallying. They're an older team. You can tell those guys have played together for a while, and we got to learn those things as a young team, young organization. But credit to Rick and his staff, they did a great job. They made competitive plays down the stretch, and we didn't play complimentary football as well. We didn't play off each other as we done all year. That's been our recipe all year, and we didn't do that. And we just got to regroup and get better this week.
First question this morning from Anthony. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, you up by 20 points to start the fourth quarter, and then a couple of self-inflicted wounds there with the two fumbles. How could you limit those mistakes going forward and put together a complete effort?
Obviously, they made a great play on the strip sack there. We had, they have a great player there that they have a DN that made a play on our quarterback. And we can always take the sack there and punt it back and try to pin them back. And then, we put a backup quarterback in and, things happen there. We drop the ball, just a regular snap and just routine plays. And we can always help them there and put them in a better spot. So we just got to learn how to overcome them, and we played really hard. We played competitively. We're on the road there, and we fell short there because of critical errors, especially on offense. And the defense just did not help us. Couldn't get off the field on fourth down, and didn't play well together there.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Billy, you guys have been so good all year long, and put yourself in position to nationally rank for a playoff win. What's the message to the team going in this week after a tough loss like that to kind of maybe leave that behind and know what's in front of them?
Yesterday, Rob, we told the truth on Sunday about how we can get better and how we got to play better. But we know we got a heck of a test this week with Monmouth, and they're a great team. We were kind of treating like playoff football now, I guess you can say that, and try to go 1-0. And they're coming in hot. And they're coming in beating Villanova and playing extremely well in all three phases. And it's just another opportunity. And obviously, when you lose, you're kind of, upset with yourself. You can play better, and the motivation's there. And our guys had a good bounce in their step yesterday. You challenge them, they always respond and get better. And we're back to the process here, having a great Tuesday practice and having a great week this week against Mama, who's a great team.
Tyler Knapp with another solid day, 194 yards and three touchdowns in the game. He's a guy that started and then went to the bench for you and then it got thrown back in there. And since he's been back in, has made a big impact as a newcomer. Just talk about the impact that he's been able to make on your offense in year one.
Oh man, huge. I mean, instrumental guy. That's first off, he's so smart. He's a smart quarterback. Understands what we want to do on offense. He plays within the system. Almost 70% throwing the ball right now, which is pretty good. And he's doing a really good job running the show and really calms us down a little bit, on offense. When you play in those competitive games throughout the stretch, you're William Mary Towson, et cetera, like. You can tell he's played a lot of football and was trained right at Georgetown, number one. They did a great job with him, and he brought it here to Stony Brook. And he's been great for us. He's an older guy. We're a younger team. He's been around it. He's been instrumental, been proud of his progress and the type of teammate he's been. Even when he wasn't playing and starting there for a while, he was still working. He was still working, trying to be a good teammate. Obviously staying engaged. It's tough. You play one quarterback, it gets tough. I've been there, but. He kept going and got his moment. He ran with it. So I've been proud of him. Yes, sir.
Yeah, follow-up from Anthony. Go ahead, Anthony.
You touched on Tyler being kind of a calming presence, but it also seems like Cal Redmond is always a go-to when you guys need a big catch. On Saturday, had the big touchdown grab, but also kept that drive going on the tip off of Roland's hands. How important has he been to your team both on and off the field?
I'll tell you, that's a great question. Another one, man. I'll start off the field. He's one of our captains, and he's been here a while. And he's steady Eddie. He's steady Eddie with his work. He's a hard worker. Brings energy to our team. His toughness. He played outstanding on Saturday. Made a lot of competitive plays, even the touchdown. But just some, different plays, run after catch, being physical. He wants it so bad. You know, when I first met him, he wanted to win so bad, wanted to be a part of a winning culture. And he's been instrumental for me year one, a guy that has been here, been through the highs and the lows, you know, and has done a great job and just been proud of him, man. He's a great teammate, guy that you want in your corner for sure. And we'll keep working for him as well. The guys love him. So it's been great to have him on the team.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And switch sides of the ball. Your defense, as you kind of touched on your comments, you had 4 sacks in the game. You forced a couple of turnovers there in the first half and really seemed to have the game under control. Held New Hampshire to 326 and only 63 on the ground. What were you able to do well on that side of the ball for most of the day?
Yeah, for most of the day, we played great team defense. We tackled pretty well. You know, we create some disruption for the quarterback early in the game, got some turnovers, some takeaways, excuse me, was really good block destruction. You know, really late in the game, though, Rob, we lost contain, lost edges, and Steph did a great job of getting outside and making plays. He's done that in the past. So we kind of lost our fundamentals there late. We had great fundamentals for 3 quarters. And then the fourth quarter, when you get a little bit tired, we got to go back to that. And we didn't do that there late. But the first 3 quarters, that's what it was. That's what we should do. You know, that's the way we should play. And you're trying to build that the right way. And Coach Lewis had a great plan the whole day, you know, going against a really good offense. They got really good receivers. And Tomlinson, he made a player too, obviously. And those receivers and the back's a good young player. And obviously, Seth. So we had a good plan, just didn't finish the game well.
You talked earlier about the leadership of some of these guys, and it is senior day, last home game for some guys that decide to stick with you and your coaches and your program to try to build this thing up. What's it going to mean on Saturday?
A lot, you know, you brought up the guys that stuck around. You know, a lot of guys could have left or, you know, could have done other things, and they stayed, you know, and I'm proud of that because, you know, year one as a new head coach, you want to build the right way. And all these guys that are seniors are such great kids and want to do it the right way. And I'm so happy that we're having some success right now because they deserve it. They really do because, you know, they've been through a lot, you know, and we want to honor them the right way this weekend and play our best football against a great team. And it's a great group of guys, man. They're close. We're a lot closer. And those guys have helped that cause, those seniors, you know, they really helped that cause. We were not a really close-knit group when I first got here. Guys were kind of pointing the finger, and those seniors have kind of been the glue. They've been the glue of what we're trying to do. And I've been so thankful to have those guys in our corner.
Certainly a challenging opponent, as you've alluded to, with Monmouth coming in off that big win over Villanova on Saturday. As you started to break them down, what are some of the challenges they present, and especially on offense, what makes that group so hard to stop?
Yeah, wow, impressive on film. You almost start with their offense, obviously. Their quarterback's a really good player. Robinson's a great player. Very smooth as a passer. He understands that scheme. He's extremely accurate. Throws on time, throws on rhythm, finds zones, can throw in the windows, can anticipate throws. Really good anticipation thrower. That's an elite trait to have. And obviously those receivers, you know, they got so many guys that can make plays on the perimeter. Their tight ends are involved in the throw game. Their backs are explosive. They got a kid with 20 plus touchdowns running the football. 20 is a good back. Their O line's well coached. They're really well coached on offense. They put you in stress. And week to week, they find the weaknesses of the defense and they exploit it. So really, really good on offense. Been good, great all year. Defensively, they're physical. They'll hit you. You watch them a couple of those games, like they're blowing guys back and hitting them, you know, and play hard together, create some takeaways, get the ball back to the offense. They get in rhythm. So they got a lot of great players. You know, coach has been there a long time. He's done a great job for a long time. Got a lot of respect for him, obviously, as a young coach. Just a lot of respect for him and what he's done and the coaches they have quality coaches and quality players. So it's going to be a great challenge, you know. They're coming off a great win at Villanova. They played outstanding in all phases, and we'll have to prepare the right way against a really good team this week.
All right, Billy, thanks for the time this morning and for doing this all year long with us.